From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a deadly stampede near Mecca. Over 700 people are dead, hundreds injured after a stampede Thursday outside of a city of Mecca during the annual Muslim Hajj pilgrimage. Saudi officials say the incident occurred in Mina, where pilgrims throw rocks at pillars representing the devil in the final Hajj ritual before beginning the Eid al-Adha festival. Saudi Arabia's civil defense directorate gave the casualty figures on its Twitter account. Multiple deadly stampedes have taken place at the Hajj during the past 25 years as huge numbers of people gather for the five-day event. The Hajj is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their lifetime. This year, about 2 million people are participating. The worst disaster occurred in 1990 when a stampede in the Mina Tunnel killed more than 1,400 people. Stampedes in 1994, 2004, and 2006 each killed more than 200. Earlier this month, a construction crane collapsed at Mecca's Grand Mosque, killing 109 people and injuring about 400 others at Islam's holiest site. A suicide bomber blew himself up during prayers at a mosque targeting worshippers at Yemen's capital, Sana'a, killing 25 people. The officials say dozens were wounded in the blast at the Al-Bulayli Mosque, who remained neutral. The mosque remains neutral in the conflict that was splintered the country. However, it is located in an area where many people support the Houthi rebels who control Sana'a. Security officials say the suicide bomber placed an explosive device in his shoe, causing an initial explosion. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with U.S. President Barack Obama in New York Monday, according to a Kremlin spokesman who told journalists in Russia's Rostov region that Putin will meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and then with Obama later on Monday. The three leaders are among the many who will be in New York next week to attend this year's session of the United Nations General Assembly. Putin will also address the assembly on Monday. Obama and Putin last met last November at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Beijing. The unnamed senior Obama administration official said Thursday the meeting is taking place at Putin's request. European leaders have pledged more than $1 billion to help Syrian refugees in the Middle East in an attempt to stop the flow of migrants arriving on the continent's southern shores.
European leaders are scrambling to find a way to stem this flow. After an emergency meeting Wednesday, the EU pledged $1.1 billion for the United Nations and other aid agencies to help Syrians in the Middle East. Leaders also agreed on closer cooperation and tighter border controls. Donald Tusk is European Council President.
It is clear that the greatest tide of refugees and migrants is yet to come. Therefore, we need to correct the policy of open doors and windows.
A plan to redistribute 120,000 refugees across member states is facing a legal challenge from Slovakia. Up to 1 million asylum seekers are expected to reach Germany alone this year. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Standing before a rapt U.S. Congress, Pope Francis issued a ringing call to action on behalf of immigrants Thursday, urging lawmakers to embrace what he called the stranger in our midst, as he became the first pontiff in history to address a joint meeting at the U.S. Capitol, referencing the migration crisis in Europe as well as the United States' own struggle with immigration from Latin America. Francis summoned lawmakers to respond in a way which is always humane, just, and fraternal.
This rule point us in a clear direction. Let us treat others with the same passion and compassion with which we want to be treated.
After the speech, the Pope appeared on the Capitol balcony and briefly addressed a cheering crowd of thousands below on the lawn and the mall beyond. Buenos dias, he called out, and the crowd thundered its response. More on our webpage at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.